We've all heard this growing up in our life. I know I heard 50 is nifty, things like that. And 50 is nifty. I'm now in my 52nd year of continuous broadcasting. And actually, I think it's the 37th year here in Sharon in a row, one way or the other. Well, we've got some good friends over at Noble Horizons who have entered their 50th year, and they're going to let you know about it, and they're going to celebrate it, and so they should. And we're welcoming in the administrator over at Noble Horizons, William Pond. Bill, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me on.
And I guess 50 is nifty, huh?
50 years. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't say I have been a witness to the entire 50 years, as perhaps you can claim. But certainly the last 4 years has given me a pretty good idea as to how the years have gone over this period. It's quite remarkable.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My association with Noble Horizons back, it doesn't go quite 50 years because I was in Kingston, New York, but I would say it's about probably 40-some years, easy 42 years, 43 years. One of my favorite events that I used to cover all the time was a chicken fried chicken dinner that was held outside, and I would broadcast from it. And over my many incarnations, I've been very heavy. I've been fairly heavy and sometimes skinny. But I used to love to sit out there and broadcast because the residents would come up. And the one thing I remember about those broadcasts is the great interaction between the residents of Noble Horizons and the community, and how the community actually came to Noble Horizons so many times, where the people living at Noble Horizons, just they didn't feel disconnected from the community at all.
It's such a part of the community, and I think that's one of the hallmarks of this historic occasion, is the fact that it has been so intertwined with the community over the course of the time. And to that end, we're going to revisit that. As a matter of fact, on July 12th, we're going to revive the Noble Community Picnic featuring the Salisbury Band. And you mentioned the fried chicken. The Lakeville Hose Company is going to be preparing the food, and they're going to be preparing that famous barbecue chicken as well on that day. A number of local merchants, including, will be providing a 50th birthday cake. Local ice cream makers will be providing ice cream. So write July 12th down on that calendar, because that'll be a fun day.
That'll be July 12th, 4:30 until 7:30 at Noble Horizons. Well, you know, we sit here now talking about this, and we sit here also with COVID still on the horizon with us. I mean, we're not through the pandemic. We're more or less into the endemic portion of it. But this must be a big water, a breakthrough for Noble Horizons to have gotten this far, and now to be able to open to do something like this.
Well, you know, it's such a bit of an exhale, if you will. The last 2 years plus, as everyone knows, has been such a challenge for so many people. And this celebration really does come at the right time. Gives people an opportunity to get back outside and recognize, the bucolic settings that Noble provides, bringing the community in. The pandemic, it's still sitting out there over your shoulder. We fortunately been able to navigate through this the last several months without any issues, and certainly taking into consideration the what ifs should something come back. We do have backup plans should something come back on campus, but at this point it's full steam ahead with all of the activities that we've planned, and being sensitive certainly to the safeties and the precautions as we go through this.
So, you know, when you look back at the 50 years and you investigate and you talk to the various people who work there and who have worked there, Noble Horizons truly was a groundbreaker. I'm not saying that they were a groundbreaker in the fact that they were the first extended care facility, but the way they were set up, the way Noble Horizons was set up with the continuum of care, where you could go from one care type of care to another, truly was groundbreaking.
Very much so. And, with the full curriculum of care provided, in such an expert way. That I think the overall, what ties all of that together and what makes it so unique is the fact that it's done in as part of an overall experience. It's not one particular focus. It's a combination of focuses, if you will. But it's all performed and all as part of an experience that really, I don't believe anyway, in my history and my background, it's really second to none. You're not reminded that it's necessarily a healthcare setting or that Noble is a provider of rehabilitation or long-term care. It really is an experience, a go-to place, a very bucolic setting, focusing far more on just the physical rehabilitation, you know, including the social and spiritual, recreational. It's just such a lifestyle, and I think that's why we have identified this anniversary as under the headlines of as an art of aging. It really is an enriching lifestyle that is really second to none. Very unique.
Well, from the very beginning, from the first construction there, I mean, Noble Horizons is almost like a community, a separate community, like a suburb of a town. The way you can go into Noble Horizons, and there's the cottages, there's the which I've used several times also, the short-term rehabilitation care for the general public, the long-term skilled nursing care, and the way you do it in that environment, which is not a clinical environment, is truly, I think, the big reason for your success.
That probably makes all the difference in the world. You do not feel as though you're going into an institution, you have a couple of weeks to get better. You know, it's such an integrative process, and that institutionalization has been removed. You do not feel as though you're in a particular place where you have a bunch of strangers taking a look at you to get you better. It's a holistic approach. Every aspect of what we do as human beings is taken into consideration. It's, you know, we have a group of expert, you know, clinicians and nurses that approach every individual as if they have been a part of their family over time. It is such a warm, friendly environment. You know, I will tell you that there are a number of people when they have gone through the process, perhaps yourself included, Marshall, they have had some difficulty leaving and have, you know what, I know you have a, you know, the statement will be you have a waiting list, I'm sure, for your cottages. I'd love to be a part of this. I'd love to come back as these days roll by. So it is so many people that come through, oftentimes come through again, and many have become, you know, have lived in our cottages and also in our assisted living. So it is truly an experience.
And you've been blessed with terrific volunteers over the years as well that even make it more accessible, because when you're at Noble Horizons, you do know you know a great number of the people that work there and volunteer there, and that alone is reassuring.
It really is. We have a large number of volunteers that just willingly provide hours and hours of intervention and care, you know, to that end as well. We have a volunteer recognition event that was planned for a little earlier this spring. We have cold feet, as it were. The numbers of the COVID went up. It was an indoor event. We have postponed that until a little later on this summer. But it's such a vital part of what we do. In addition to our regular staff, the volunteers really, they're the people who really make Noble Horizons, bring their experiences, their care, their backgrounds, and it's just such an eclectic approach.
Well, 50 years, they're going to celebrate Noble Horizons, a community picnic on July 12th. The rain date will be the next day, July 13th. But it's 4:30 till 7:30 on July 12th. Lakeville Host Company will be preparing the food. There'll be a lot of fun. There's going to be residents. There's going to be music performed by the Salisbury Band. And I'm sure there's going to be just an amazing amount of goodwill both ways, from the community towards Noble and from Noble back to the community.
Well, we look forward to that part of it. That's exactly, our goal is to get back to the community and have the community get back to us as we move on past this horrific pandemic.
I was just going to say, in your final comments, as we come out the other side of the pandemic, you look at your staff, you look at your volunteers, you look at your residents, and obviously you were very successful in navigating a very, very tough time there.
Yeah, it's quite a challenging time for everybody, certainly, with the understanding of the community and the participants, both inside and outside of Noble Horizons. It was truly a team effort as we navigated through this. And we find ourselves, continuously paying attention to this thing. But if it wasn't for everybody's participation and willingness to go along with the ideas of getting through this thing, we would not have been as successful, but everybody did buy into it, and we've done a pretty good job at it, and I appreciate that, Marshall. Thank you.
All right, congratulations. Happy 50th, and I hope to see you there that day.
Absolutely, you will. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Once again, Noble Horizons, their 50th anniversary. They're having the community picnic on July 12th, 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. at noblehorizons.org on the web.